This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president is preparing to visit Washington this week in what would be his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion started in February. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Three AP sources confirmed Vladimir Zelensky's highly sensitive trip, which they say could still be called off due to security concerns. The visit said to include an address to Congress Wednesday and a meeting with President Biden. Zelensky said in his nightly address, it's a key week for Ukraine to secure what it needs for the long winter fight. His visit comes as Congress is set to vote on a spending bill that includes about $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine, the biggest American infusion yet. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Afghanistan's Taliban-run higher education ministry on Tuesday suspended access to universities by female students until further notice, drawing strong condemnation from the United States, Britain, and the United Nations. UN spokesman Stefan Duharik called it another broken promise from the Taliban.
We have seen since their takeover, and also in the past months, just a lessening of the space for women. Not only in education, but access to public areas, their non-participation in the public debate.
Foreign governments, including the United States, have said a change in policies on women's education is needed before it can consider formally recognizing the administration. A parade to celebrate the Argentine World Cup champions was abruptly cut short as millions of people poured into the parade. This is VOA News. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is asking the Supreme Court to end asylum restrictions for migrants, but also asked the court for a delay until at least after Christmas. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Migrants have been denied rights to seek asylum under Public Health Rule Title 42 on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. The federal government acknowledged in its response to the Supreme Court on the issue that the end of Title 42 will likely lead to disruption and a temporary increase in unlawful border crossings, but asked the court to reject efforts by a group of conservative-leaning states to keep Title 42 in place. Those states have warned of an unprecedented calamity at the southern border. With the decision on what comes next going down to the wire, pressure is building in communities along both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An extradition hearing is set for Wednesday in the Bahamas for the founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency firm FTX, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Sam Bankman-Fried will have a hearing in a Bahamian court on his possible extradition to the U.S. in the coming days to face criminal charges related to the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. On Monday, Bankman-Fried's lawyer said he had agreed to be extradited to the U.S., but the necessary paperwork had not yet been written up. It's not clear when Bankman-Fried's extradition could occur once it is approved by the Bahamian court. U.S. prosecutors allege he played a central role in the rapid collapse of FTX and hid its problems from the public and investors. I'm Norman Hall.
The United Nations Security Council on Tuesday eased a weapons embargo meant to stem rebel fighting in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo and renewed a peacekeeping mission there for another year. Under a new resolution, UN member states are no longer required to notify the Security Council of arms sales or military support to the Congolese government. Arms sales to non-government armed groups are still banned. U.S. law enforcement seized more than enough fentanyl to kill all Americans in 2022, the Drug Enforcement Administration said Tuesday, underscoring the deep threat of the deadly man-made opioid. The DEA said it had captured more than 50 million fake prescription pills laced with fentanyl and 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder during the year, calling it the equivalent of, quote, more than 379 million potentially deadly doses. The DEA said fentanyl, which caused only a fraction of overdose deaths a decade ago, is now, quote, the deadliest drug threat facing this country. Find more on our website, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.